Business success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. Join RVK for the award-winning RV on Business Show every Tuesday at 12 midday. It's not about thinking out of the box. There is no box. Only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome to 101.9 Chai FM. It is 6 minutes past 12. Thank you so much for joining us. And today we have a really interesting show. We have a story about a company that we all know for many, many years. We've seen their branding, whether we were a kid in school by the photocopy machine, at the printer at home, walking into CNA, walking into our office at university, wherever you went, this was synonymous with education, with learning, with printing, with part of the day-to-day interaction with documentation that is so fundamental to our life. Sandile Ngobo, who is the Public Affairs and Transformation Director at Mondi, welcome to Chai FM.
Hello, hello, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me online. Can you hear me?
Pleasure. Sandile, I was busy typing in your name on the internal documents, and I thought Public Affairs and Transportation, that doesn't make sense. Well, I suppose it is transportation into a different realm. But
yes.
Sandile, you are the Public Affairs Director at Mondi Rototrum, which is just one of those South African names that is subliminal. It's just there everywhere. And I tried to go through my journey where I've seen it in the printer room at school and then the printer at home. And then I remember clearly in university, a truck reversed again. And I was looking off the balcony and there's just reams of boxes of paper coming in. And it's just such a fundamental part of who we are. But before we get into how transformation is happening at Mondi, just take us a little bit of back, who the company is, what it's all about, what the main business is, and where you're looking at going forward in 2025.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. So Mondi is a big company. We're actually a company that operates all around the world. We operate in 30 countries around the world and have over 100 operations. So really, really proud of the Mondi story, and maybe most proud of the fact that Mondi has very deep roots in South Africa. Mondi originally comes from South Africa, and here in South Africa, we actually own a fully integrated business where from a root, a seedling, all the way to a piece of paper. And what I mean by that is that we plant trees within our forestry areas, working very closely with our communities. As you know, trees are a long game. Trees will grow for 7 to 14 years, however long it takes. These trees then make their way to our Richards Bay Mill, where we produce a product called pulp. And pulp is a product that's used as a base in a lot of products that we see around the world. One of those products, obviously, then is our Rototrim paper. This Rototrim paper, then we then distribute around the country for various needs, as you said.
Fantastic. That's given us a overview of the business. Sandile, I just quickly need to run to the shops to read some adverts. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with you in a moment.
This is RV on Salut. Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 Chai FM. Right, Sandile, coming back to you, just for everybody who's just joined, Sandile Ngobo is the Public Affairs and Transformation Director at Mondi South Africa. And we were talking about
recording in progress.
Rototrim being the paper side of the business. I just want to go back to something that you said earlier on. You know, paper and forestry is a long-term business, as you said. 7 to 14 years, fraught with difficulties, fraught with challenges. Every time there's a thunderstorm, we run to the window to see how beautiful it is. You guys start panicking how much of your forests are going to catch fire. It's a really concerning business. The roads then get sticky. They get muddy. Passing is impossible. And then you've got poaching and all the other nonsense that comes into it. But let's go, let's look ultimately at to who benefits from it. You said that you've got your forestry areas, and anybody who knows that the moment you drive into Mpumalanga, the first thing that strikes you is the sheer amount of forest. God's window, you look after over just the amount of forests. But how does the emerging forest farmer or the emerging forester play into your bigger picture?
Yeah, I think that's a really excellent question. I mean, obviously, as we spoke about Mondi owning a full value chain in South Africa, a very big part of our business is our forestry business. And we really, really are proud to be managing and owning about 250,000 hectares as Mondi South Africa, which is obviously a massive, massive amount of land to be operating on. We have to make sure that we work very closely then with our neighbors on this land. And it's fundamental for us to make sure that we've got, you know, very responsible forestry practices. But I think a big part of our business that goes unknown is the small growers that contribute to the fiber that we take in at our mill. And through a program with our Mondi Zimele, a fully owned subsidiary, we support thousands of small growers, mostly in rural KwaZulu-Natal, but also up in Mpumalanga. And they become active partners of the Mondi Rototrim value chain. We're talking about the scale of about 3,800 growers. They alone contributed about 200,000 tons of timber into our mill last year. A lot of these growers are also FSC certified. They also receive a lot of support from Mondi in terms of seedlings, making sure that, you know, if you're going to invest in a long-term plant, like these trees, that, you know, you get the best seedling in terms of technology that's out there. So we've distributed about 5.3 million seedlings. Further to the seedlings that we distribute, there's also business support, making sure that they are running these businesses as well as they can. They are also offered opportunities to go on training, mill visits, to really understand the value chain which they are contributing to. We also open up our mills for field days. And I think the most important part of any small business is making sure that you have a market that you can supply into after you've gone through this process of growing this plant over such a long period of time. And they have guaranteed access and a guaranteed market through Mondi and then other various platforms where they might choose to sell their trees to.
And Sandile, I just want to ask you on the other side of the supply chain. You know, we're talking about cash crop. Cash crop simply means you put something in the ground and within a short period of time, you can turn it over, sell it, and replant. When it comes to timber, it's a long-term investment. People need to spend a long time watching, growing, developing, protecting. How do they develop, how do they generate income during that process?
Yeah, so it is a long time, that 7 years that we talk about. But remember, I mean, a lot of these small growers have various plots of land and they plant over a period of time. They also then have the luxury of being able to cope with some of the plants, which means that they will plant the seedling once, they'll cut down the tree, and then through a process where they can then regrow without having to replant another seed, that timber then can be supplied as biomass. I think what's also quite exciting for us is not only are these trees that they are growing available to Mondi to make the pulpwood and the pulp that we make in the process of making paper, but there's this huge market of biomass that's being introduced in South Africa, where a lot of our manufacturing plants, including Mondi's, is moving away from coal-fired boilers into what we call nowadays biomass sort of energy. We're seeing even at Mondi, we will also have a biomass boiler coming online in 2026, where we're going to move away from coal into this woody biomass. And then these small growers then have an opportunity to supply us also with the woody biomass that goes into that process.
It's absolutely phenomenal, because really what it is, it's every big farmer's dream to have a guaranteed supplier. I mean, for those who don't know, if you become a Woolworths or a top pick and pay farmer and you're supplying them, you have a contract which gives you a tremendous amount of security. It's incredibly onerous, but at least you know what the selling point is. At least you know the delivery dates and you know the prices. So you can really operate. And here what Mondi has done is it's moved that down the supply chain to people who otherwise would have been impoverished, inherited land, had land, weren't using it optimally, and all of a sudden they are becoming long-term business partners with something where they can start looking at annuity incomes from different streams if they just take on the education, take on the training, embrace their partner. It's a phenomenal situation. But Sandile, let's get down to the exciting part. You guys are rebranding. Why? We all know your name. What are you coming out with now? And what thought process went into it?
Yeah, so I think for us, this rebrand says a lot about who we are. It talks a lot about the process that that goes into making the paper that we're making. And most importantly, I think it talks to our customers. So if you've seen the branding, I'm sure you totally loved it. I mean, the new packaging features are bold. They are modern. And really, at the heart of it, they have African design. So they really talk to who we are as Africans, the textures, the patterns. And the brand really reflects the value chain and the customer base that that we as Mondi are attracting. It really, really speaks to the small growers that have gone into, you know, supplying the wood because of that African print. It's ethnically South African, but it also talks to you as a customer. Yeah, and it's really just creating some vibrancy and some excitement around our new brand. But what I must mention, if I can, just for 1 second to say that it's not just a new wrapper. Of course, the look has been refreshed, but the paper quality has also been enhanced. And by that, we are saying that you are also getting a better sheet of paper. We've increased the caliper of our paper, which means that the paper is a little bit more thicker. And this improves the stiffness of the paper and also its performance and runability as it goes through your machine wherever you are.
So, Sandile, as much as things change, things stay the same. The bottom line, you want that quality paper. Let's take a quick break, run to the shops quickly. We'll be back with you in a moment.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 Chai FM and back to our guest, Sandile Nkgobo, who is the Marketing and Transformation Manager, Director, at Mondi. So we were explaining that Mondi Rototrim has rebranded not only the name, but the logo and the quality of the paper. Let me just ask you something off script, because there are obviously questions that we need to go to. But as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm looking at multiple screens. There is paper on my desk because I'm old-fashioned, but paper is not something that I worry about on an ongoing basis. I have a drawer with a few what they called
reams.
Thank you.
Paper, yes.
Of paper, and as and when I need them. How has technology affected the production of paper for Mondi over the years?
Yeah, no, I think a very good question. Obviously, we've seen a cyclical decline of paper, not only in South Africa, but around the world. So the demands of paper nowadays is quite different to the demands of paper that we saw many years ago. But I think it's so important for us to mention that we don't see paper ever completely dying out. So there will always be a need for paper. Some of our largest customers are sitting in the education space. Paper is such a critical part of what happens in the learning cycle. Also, some people actually have a very high preference for being able to feel and touch paper. I myself am quite an avid reader, and I really, really do enjoy going through a book, feeling the textures of the paper, putting in my bookmark and returning the following day. So, of course, we've seen a decline in the sort of quantums of paper being used, but we definitely do believe, as Mondi, and I think not only in South Africa, but internationally, that there will always be a place for paper.
And Sandile, you're just so right in so many ways. Being very involved here in education, I see that a lot of textbooks You could either buy on Amazon or you can download at a price and then print them at a price. And so many people prefer to have that simply because there's nothing more satisfying than sitting with the reference book open and being able to either underline it with a pencil or point to it, or when you close it, see where it's grubby, where you've been using it. And using public transport, besides people listening to music, the amount of people I see still taking a book out of their bag or something to study out of their bag is absolutely phenomenal. Maybe just to share with our listeners, for those of you who know, there's a very old traditional Jewish text called Gemara, which is a very voluminous undertaking. But it's really about understanding concepts in a much deeper way. And it's got a lot of backwards and forwards and understandings and how things evolved, so to speak. And a friend of mine was sitting on a train in Singapore and he saw a Singaporean lady reading the Gemara translated into Cantonese. And when he said to her, like, "You're a non-Jewish person, why are you reading this?" He says, "Because as Singaporeans, we are trained to trained to train our brain, to exercise our brain, and learning Gemara is a brilliant way to do it." And I was so grateful to receive that because it just shows how texts are valued, but also you take it per people like the Singaporeans. Singapore was a pirate island decades ago. It was lawless, useless, and you could have sunk the place. The world wouldn't have missed it. And yet, through strong leadership, dedicated people sticking to principles, zero tolerance for corruption, they have built the shining diamond in that part of the world and everything that we can all envy. And it was built by the people themselves, not accepting second grade. Anyway, Sandile, let's get back to business. Ultimately, we've got a new brand. How have you seen that received by the general public?
So we are very humbled by the reception of our new rebrand of Rototrim. So really going out into the market. People are so excited because they can really identify with this brand being theirs. People are seeing what they see as a local South African brand, so proudly local, but that can be globally trusted because, I mean, the quality of the paper that we've put out into the market already at a higher level than what we were seeing before. And I mean, Rototrim already is synonymous with quality. So if you look at the whiteness levels of 160 CIE, it's a high quality paper that's always been able to deliver very clear and sharp results. So with this added quality around the caliper and a more strengthened sort of piece of paper, we've really seen that being well received. But also, what I'm also very excited to share today is that there's a new certification that comes out with this new ream of Rototrim. So, of course, you know that it is FSC approved, which means that it supports responsible forestry throughout the process of making this ream of paper. But what's new now on the new rebrand of Rototrim, what you'll see is this cradle to cradle certification. And this is a globally recognized standard for products that are designed with a focus on sustainability and circularity. Now at Mondi, we're really proud of and really drive our story around sustainability. In actual fact, our credo, the reason why we exist is to be sustainable by design. So this certification, this cradle to cradle, and I think the words cradle to cradle as opposed to cradle to grave really bring out what it's all about. It evaluates the products based on the environmental and social performance and across an entire life cycle, aiming to ensure that materials can be reused rather than wasted. So for that logo, for that certification to be on the back of our ream of paper, we are really proud. And we are really looking to a sustainable sort of future as Mondi.
Sandile, again, something a little bit off script. Have your local suppliers, those farmers that you've partnered with, Have they seen the new logo? And if so, have they commented on it?
They have seen the new branding. They have seen this cradle-to-cradle certification. A lot of these small growers, as I mentioned earlier on, are now becoming FSC-approved growers, which means that they are now practicing these responsible forestry practices, making sure that their own small little operations of 1 to 30 hectares are responsibly managed farms that are sustainable sort of by design in the future. They're also really excited about this keep it local, local is lekker sort of vibe that we're putting out there. And obviously something that's been on our radar for the last 7 years, they are very excited by how serious Mondi is about transformation. So if I can share, we have been a level one BBBEE contributor for the past 7 years. And we really, really are proud of that. And I think it really speaks to how serious we are as Mondi about transformation. We also are quite proud of being patted on the back and being told that we are the most transformed forestry company in South Africa.
On that note, and maybe I haven't read through everything in detail, has this new branding gone international or is it just local?
So we currently have markets, obviously here in South Africa. We're very big in South Africa. We are the most used brand actually in South Africa, but we also do have customers out in Africa. So we will be starting to distribute this new this rebranded Rototrim into African markets. And of course, we are looking and we continue to want to distribute this brand more internationally. So we do already supply some of our customers over border into international markets, but really looking to grow that going forward.
So we're running out of time. Maybe in just the next minute, please just give me your crystal ball view for the next year, for the company, for your partners, for the paper industry, in the South African economy going forward.
I think sometimes we take things for granted. We take companies that are local for granted because we forget that these companies are employing South Africans. We forget that these companies are driving the South African economy because they purchase locally. And it then creates a value chain and local. So for me, I'd really say to all of our listeners out there today, please let's choose local, because when you choose local, you support local jobs, you support local communities, and you support the environment without compromising on world-class quality. Can you imagine getting a ream of paper that is world-class in quality, that cares for the environment, but then also cares for the neighbor, for the jobs in South Africa, for the communities that surround us? I really think that is world-class. And everybody should be looking to buy a ream of Rototrim whenever they are afforded the opportunity.
Sandile, what you said is so true, and being the professional you are, what you didn't mention is that when you buy a product from overseas that you're not quite sure where it is sourced, the process in making it, what goes into it, what risks are taken in order to provide you that product, think twice. If you are going to save a few rand on a product, and you know for certain that the more, maybe the product that is more expensive is going to allow you, every time you go to the beach in Durban, on holiday to the Kruger Park, to see growth and development, to see communities uplifted, know that some way you contributed to that by just thinking positively about how you buy product. And we do know, and it's come out time and time again, that a lot of product is cheaper simply because corners are cut and people's lives and welfare are not taken into consideration. Human lives become disposable. What we've heard now for the last half an hour is that human lives are the fundamental part of what drives this company and makes it so virtuous. Sandile, thank you so much for your time. Everything of the best to you. And just thank you for everything you do for our brothers and sisters in the country and keeping our country in the most beautiful country in the world.
No, thank you so much to Tri FM as well for the opportunity. Again, to our listeners, keep it local by Mondi Rotatrim, and we hope to have to be on your show sometime again in the future.
Looking forward. Thank you so much. Craig, as ever, thank you for pushing the buttons. We'll speak to you shortly.